people all the time have success with their website. They're able to get traffic. They're able to make a lead convert. They're able to get people to do the things that they want them to do. And let's say they even end up getting to book a demo or a call. That's only part of the battle, because so many times the sales team or the person who's running those calls won't be able to get that call to convert. The way that you run a proper sales call after somebody fills out a form or converts on the website is not the same that you would run a standard sales call, like you're going after your own target accounts. And so in this episode, I'm walking you through actually snippets from a previous workshop that I've done. I'm walking you through how to break down a sales process, how your pipeline should be set up when somebody converts on your website. My name is John Aiken. I'm the CEO of Web Canopy Studio, and this is the Website Conversion Show. So why are we doing this? Why should we care? John, can you just give us like a script to follow and be done with it? No, it's unfortunately not that easy. There's going to be a lot of golden nuggets that you'll be able to pull out of this one. Is something that you're going to build your sales process off of. You're going to be able to scale this as you hire people on your sales team. And you're also going to be able to come back to this regularly for training in order to, you know, recap on the different calls. And for those of you that are not using HubSpot, first off, you should be. But if you're not and you're using a different tool, you'll be able to apply these same principles to your own tools that you're using. Just know that we're setting everything up from like a HubSpot perspective, and you might have to get a little creative about how you actually do that. So let's talk about what most sales processes look like. You know, we do a lot of work with companies who sell consulting services or high-end software products. And this is what almost all of their sales processes look like. First, we're going to get people on a call, or we're going to schedule a time to meet, or maybe you're doing it in person, or you're going to have some initial kind of conversation with them. Then, you know, we might start by asking them some background questions about their business in order to show them that we're kind of interested in them, but we're just waiting to get the opportunity to say, here's how we're going to help you. Then when the time is right, we're going to start pitching to them. We're finally at that point where we've been hoping to get to, and we're going to start showing them features of our product and our service. This could be a demo. Maybe it's a slide deck. We're going to show them all the cool things about working with our company. We're going to talk about the history of the company. We're going to talk about who works in the company. These are like the favorite things that we get to share about why the company is so great and why the clients absolutely need to work with us. Then the goal is to either get them to commit to another call so we can continue to help them understand why we're a good fit, or we want to get them to the point where we can send them a proposal so we have their permission to get their sale on the table and start negotiating. Does this sound pretty accurate? Sounds like a pretty good sales process, right? This sounds like something that we'd like to follow. Wrong. No, don't follow that. This is a bad sales process. That's actually not going to yield a ton of positive results for you. And most of you watching this, this is the exact same kind of process that, you know, you might have been doing or that you've been trained to have done in a roundabout way. Why? Because that's what everybody does. That's what I did for years too in my business before I started realizing that wasn't what we should be doing. So this is why we see lower results and conversion rates in sales. Now, I hear all the time from people, you know, if I just get them to the sales process and get them through, we have an exceptionally high close rate and we close almost all of them. We just need to get volume up, John. We just need to get more of those calls so that I can close them. And so, like, I agree with you, because if you get to the point where you're telling someone over and over and over again all the great reasons why they should work with you and they're still listening to you, I sure hope you would be able to close that, right? Like, that would be the goal. But we're pretty far off from having a ton of people being really interested in seeing that all the time. In order to run an effective sales process, specifically in an exploratory call, which we'll get to that in a moment about what that actually means, we have to sell backwards. And what this means is that throughout your call, you're going to get away from the idea of pitching, and you're going to start getting them to answer questions regularly and specifically about the objections that you know that are going to come up, so you can start to diagnose their problems. Because if you know the objections, you know what those are likely going to be, you're going to be able to cover those topics smoothly in like a natural conversational form. You're going to remove barriers on the front end, and you know, you're going to be able to set things up so they really have no reason to say no. Hopefully that makes sense. You have to approach your sales calls as if you're a doctor trying to understand your patient's situation. You are not going to treat these calls like someone can come in and look at a list of menu options, like you're at a McDonald's menu or a McDonald's drive-thru. You're not selling something that everybody else sells. You're not a commodity. A patient isn't going to go into a doctor's office and be like, Hey, Dr. Bill, like I've got this weird thing going on with my shoulder and it hurts really bad and my range of motion isn't what it used to be and it kind of like I can't move it like this. I can't move it down here anymore. So I'm going to go ahead and like I'll take a prescription for some pain medicine. I'll take a prescription for muscle relaxers. And if you could throw in, you know, medical massage, that'd be great. And then you guys have any specials going on that I should know about right now, like any deals? It doesn't work like that. You would never do that at a doctor's office. That's not how it works. So, you know, you're not providing a service in your company or a product in your company that can be sold this way. And I know that may seem like a funny example, but it actually happens all the time. I can give you another pretty common scenario now that I'm just kind of rambling, but it's coming to my mind, so I'm going to share it. We'll have prospects or existing clients come to us and say, John, what I'd really like to do is set up some time to talk with you and get a fee from you because I want to tweak some stuff on my website. I want to do some social media stuff, or I want to build some workflows in HubSpot. Now, to most agencies, that sounds like a decent deal. Maybe a few $1,000 to get some project work done. Maybe we can expand on it later. And I'd say more often than not, if an agency hears that, you know, they're gonna come to that meeting. They're gonna take the customer's order and maybe pitch a few extra things as like an added bonus item and then give them a fee for what they've requested. But that's not how I'm going to handle that call, because what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to book that call, and then when we're on the call, I'm going to let them ramble. A lot of the times people just need to like word vomit and share what it is they've been holding inside. I'm going to listen to that. I'm going to let them get all these requests out and all these things that they want to say. And then I'm going to position it with something like this. Like, let's say the prospect's name is Sarah. I'm going to say, Sarah, that's awesome. Thank you so much for the background info. You know, happy to help. We can definitely help with these things. If you don't mind, though, what I'd like to do is actually, I want to start by asking you a few questions so I can have a better understanding of where you're at. And if it makes sense, I can walk you through the different ways we might be able to help you with what you're looking for. Does that sound good? She's 100% going to say yes. She's going to be like, oh, yeah, that's actually a really easy way to do it. And so what I've just done is I've taken them from their McDonald's drive-through to now, you know, diagnosing her problems. Okay. And that's really, really important to know. So if that's the case, then what exactly is the right funnel process to use? What's a proper sales funnel? There are several professionals out there that will guide you through extensive programs and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, if you're a 20-person sales organization and you're going to scale to 50-person on the sales team, that's probably for you. If you're in a 1-to-5-person sales program, this methodology is exactly where we want to go. So a proper sales funnel today for a company of probably what your size is, is to use the inbound sales methodology. This comes directly from our good friends at HubSpot, and it's an incredibly awesome resource. They actually have a ton of additional training inside the HubSpot Academy. A lot of it's free if you'd like to go and do some additional research on your own. So it's all free, but some of it's only available to HubSpot users. But you can go to the HubSpot Academy, watch some trainings. You can even get inbound sales certified. There's so much to go on here. So let's walk through this methodology just a little bit. First, we're going to start to identify who it is that we should work. We should be working in a sales process. Remember, not all our leads are sales ready. Identify is about finding good fit prospects and getting them into your sales funnel. You're going to prioritize those that seem to check all the boxes or as many as possible and move them to the next stage. Then we're going to start a systematic process to connect with them one by one, in a multiple outreach formula to get them moving. And the goal will be to book them into an exploratory call so that we can excite and qualify them. Once we're there, we're in the explore stage, which is where we're gonna have to diagnose their problems and really get to understand their pains and challenges and get them primed for services or your product. This is the meat of the sales process and where you're gonna start to build like mega trust with them. So we're gonna spend a good amount of time here in this stage. And the goal is to get their permission to hear what you can do for them and to learn how you can help them. Lastly, we're in the advice stage. Here's where you're going to take all your awesomeness about what it is you're going to do for them, and you're going to position this nicely in a way that pitches to them and gets their buy-in. Once we exit the advice stage, they either buy or they don't. This is where we're playing with averages. If you have benchmarks and you have numbers and things that you can track along the way, you're going to really set yourself up for success because you're going to know exactly where to go to tweak in your funnel. Now, we're going to do that by starting with the explore phase. We're going to work through the exploratory call. So why are we doing this first? You're going to work through this backwards, just like, you know, the sales process is no different. We're not starting at the beginning and going slowly through from start to finish because that would take the longest to actually get you results and wouldn't deliver the value that you need right away. Remember, no one wants to sign up for an 8-week weight loss program and not be allowed to start losing weight until they finish the 8th week. So we're starting an explore. And the other reason is, many of you watching this already have some sales calls lined up. You might not have much quantity there, but you likely have something lined up this week or next week that you will be able to start working right away. So if someone books in your calendar or you meet them at a conference or they agree to have a meeting with you, they fill out a contact form because they want to meet with you, this is that meeting, right? This is what the meeting is. It's not the connect call. The connect stage is, which we'll get into in a bit, is like a short and sweet call. Really to the point, but remember, people can jump into that explore phase, and that's where we're at with this. Next, we're going to work through the advise stage with the advisory call. This is how we're going to get people to close. If you're in software, this and the explore stage are kind of where you're going to do a demo. Now, if someone books a demo, you may need to combine the two calls together, or you could run it individually. And likewise, if you're selling a consulting program or something that's a little more lower ticket, maybe $1,000 or $2,000, you can also run explore and advise together in like a one call close. However, the advisory call, what we're going to do is recap the explore call. We're going to exploratory call. We're going to show people how they're in one place. Remember being stuck. And then we're going to show them how they want to get to another place. Remember becoming unstuck. And then you're going to kind of position your recommendation in that situation, which ends up being the bridge to get them from point A to point B. Okay. So that might end with a proposal. It might be a slide deck scenario, and that's fine. Step three, we're going to move back into the connect stage, which is where we cover, you guessed it, the connect call. There's actually a lot that goes into this process beyond just the call, which we'll be exploring here. But the connect call is about taking the list of people you've identified as good fits and then working them into a process in order to schedule an exploratory call. And this one's going to be, that'll be done through like a series of emails, through a series of calls, LinkedIn outreach more than likely, and maybe some others. And then lastly, in step four, we're going to go all the way back to the top. We're going to be focusing on identifying, how we're going to go through what the list of the targeted and prioritized good fit people are. This will tell you exactly who you should target in the connect phase. Obviously, we can't just start calling everyone and their brother because there's no consistent growth there, and you're likely going to end up striking out so much that you're just going to be burned and just flat out stop. So the most important thing in all of this is to be consistent. Don't let the fear of rejection move in front of your goals, and understand that you're going to have a lot more no's than yeses in the connect stage. Okay. So we have to really understand that through identify and connect. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for sticking around. At the end of each episode, I like to kind of give a brief synopsis, a quick summary of the major takeaways from the episode. And with this episode, it's really rooted in the way that we talk to people in the sales process. Okay. It's different than if we're having a proactive sales account-based kind of target focused sales process where you're prospecting and doing different things. This kind of approach is more of an inbound strategy, and the way that we do inbound sales is not the same way we would do outbound sales. Okay. So if you have a traditional mindset of thinking about how you go after sales targets and sales calls, it's different than how you're going to handle the leads that come through on the website. And so I just want to help
kind of open the discussion, open the dialogue inside of your company around that. If you have any other questions, please go to our website. We have lots of information around inbound sales and that process. Go to HubSpot's website as well. There's tons of information on the inbound sales methodology. That pretty much sums everything up today. If you have not done so yet, please go to webcanopystudio.com/assessment. Take the 30-question assessment. You'll get a free customized report that tells you everything you need to do to make your website perform better. It is a personalized report. You'll get checklists and all kinds of other free awesomeness as a follow-up. I think that's it. We'll see you next time.